Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. I was having a conversation with a CEO client of mine last week, and in it he said to me, "Oh, I'm so frustrated. Meetings in our company take so long. They're unproductive. They take us nowhere. We never come to resolution. How do you fix this?" And I said, "Stop. You've got to put in place some disciplines that most people aren't willing to. One of the biggest nemesis in business is lousy, unproductive meetings. They kill productivity. Let's fix it. Let me give you 9 specific things you've got to have in every meeting that makes them flow quickly and very productive. 1, always have a purpose and a mission for the meeting and announce it beforehand so everyone knows and everyone can bring what they need as reference. Everyone needs to know why we're here, what we came to do. 2, make sure you invite the right people. Those are typically people who have a stake in the outcome, and it could be the customer of the issue you're talking about, who it is you're doing it for, and bring in sharp thinkers. So inviting the right people could be 1, 3, 5, 8 people, but make sure they're the right people. 3, always have an agenda and send it out in advance. Let everybody know these are the things we're going to go down and we have to accomplish while we're there. 4, create rules of engagement or behavioral norms for the meeting, like no cell phones, let's make sure we attack issues and problems, not each other, those kinds of things. 5, have a facilitator for the meeting, someone specifically in charge of running the meeting. This could be the person who has the opportunity or issue that needs a solution, or it could be an outsider. For example, I lead strategic planning retreats. That's not the kind of a meeting you want internally facilitated. You really need an outside third-party perspective. But for most meetings inside of a company on an everyday basis, you can have it be an insider. 6, make sure that the leader of the meeting, the facilitator, is vested in the outcome, but not in the method. The leader should be a problem poser, not a problem solver. That's one of the reasons you gather the team, is to get the thinking from other people. So if the leader is locked into one methodology, what did you need the meeting for? 7, create an action plan with people responsible by name and deadlines and get it typed up within 24 hours. This is one of the most missing elements of meetings. Nobody leaves with an action plan. They don't know what they're supposed to do, not what anybody else is supposed to do. Be crystal clear about it. Get it on paper and get it in everybody's hands quickly after the meeting. 8, always have a follow-up meeting. So everybody knows, listen, we're going to checkpoint in this. So we're going to meet in 7 days. Let's book the meeting now. Make sure everybody's got their stuff done. 9, you have to hold people accountable. Don't let people sneak off without getting their action steps done. And make sure you celebrate success too. 1 last point. If you're in a crisis, the rules are different. Time is short and the stakes are high. You really need command and control at that point. So conducting the perfect meeting as I've just laid it out may be different. You really need somebody to step in, make decisions, and bark orders. But this is not a crisis situation. This is just a meeting for a particular purpose to solve an issue. Use these 9 steps. Your meetings will be very efficient. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.